Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Salida Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Where's Matt? Missing in action again.
You look like Matt. You look a little like Matt.
This is Albert Hall. I'm with Frank Santos of Frankie's Cheese Steaks. We're filling in for Matt while he's up wine dining, sipping and sucking ribs up in Reno for the Best of the West Rib Cook-Off. He makes an annual pilgrimage up north. I think he made a side trip to Black Rock City, probably hanging out with the Burning Man people.
God bless him. He lives a good life.
You know, I think some of those people get lost and they end up at the Rib Cook-Off, and it's a whole new burning rib experience.
Well, I hear. But first of all, you won the brisket cook-off here in Tucson.
Yeah.
Remember that?
You know, I can't help but think that maybe it was rigged. You know, I think that Acacia is probably the only people that participated in that don't do barbecue as a full-time thing.
I've always said, anytime you go up, especially a chef of your caliber and Brian's caliber, and you cook on one item, that chef could quite often outcook you.
Well,
you know, I mean, they just can't. They're so good. You're so good, Albert. It's unbelievable.
Well, I had some help. I had Ryan Clark and Brandon from Augustine Kitchen, and of course Brian Smith from Acacia, and you know that's some pretty high powered people.
Well, you and I had the throwdown. She said throwdown. I was scared to death.
Well, you shouldn't have been scared, because if you hadn't have won that would have been pretty embarrassing.
I know it would have. I know. So I hear too, but talking about ribs, that there's talk about having a rib cook-off here in Tucson.
I think that would be fantastic.
And on our catering menu, we have ribs. Debbie makes unbelievable ribs, and I'm going to have her in there. So you might have to go up against Debbie on them ribs.
You know, that wouldn't be too bad. I wouldn't be scared. I will tell you though that Acacia has ribs, but they're not your typical ribs. They're an Asian style rib, and they're slow cooked, and then they're flashed,
but they're beautiful
until they're crispy.
Even Debbie, who is the expert, as far as I'm concerned, but she's the grandmother. You know, they got the godfather of ribs, Johnny Trigg.
Right.
You see one of Pitmasters?
Right.
My wife is the godmother of ribs.
Is she?
She's the godmother of ribs.
Deb Trigg.
She's Deb Trigg ribs.
Yes, Trigg ribs.
But your ribs are unbelievable, and I'm excited they have this. They have this ribs, because I want her to cook in that rib cook-off so bad.
Well, you know, if you've never been up to Reno, and I was fortunate enough to go with Alan Zeman and Matt for 3 years up to Reno to help judge this rib cook-off, and I got to tell you, what an amazing event. I have never seen that kind of setup before, and I don't remember the numbers, but there were tens of thousands of pounds of ribs cooked over the Labor Day weekend. 250,000 pounds, holy Canaveral, man! That's a lot of pigs that gave it up for the Reno event.
That's a lot of ribs, and also we better remind the listeners: listen closely to this show, because some of these things we're talking about, we may ask questions about it for the trivia question, and you could win some gift cards from Acacia and Frankie's Cheesesteaks.
Yep, we got the big $50 gift card from Acacia. I know Frankie wants to give away two $20 gift cards.
Wait, two $20 gift cards? I was just going to give one, but since you said two, we'll give two.
He's giving away 34 $150 gift cards.
34.
Just kidding. I've got some news.
Yeah, what's
I was
going
like
on?
Cruising the internet, and I've got a couple bits of news that I just couldn't live without. The headline on this one kind of threw me, so I had to stop and read it. But it says, "Donkey is delicious," and other gems from Andrew Zimmerman. Andrew Zimmerman's favorite meat is donkey meat. So, Frankie, what do you think about that? Is that something you could maybe put on your menu, like a donkey meat cheesesteak?
A donkey cheesesteak, but whiz wit.
Well, yeah, wit whiz. And you could go over to Oatman.
Well,
and it's got to be cheap over there because they just run around. Actually, those are burros. But I guess, you know, a burro donkey, is there much difference?
Donkey, you probably shoot a lot of them in Mexico, I imagine, running around. And,
is there much, like rattlesnake. You ever had rattlesnake?
No.
It tastes just like Black Mamba. I don't know if you've ever had that.
Well, just give me Black Mamba then.
Oh, boy. Hey, Andrew Zimmerman. I was reading this article. He says that there's four things that he would never eat, that he actually turned down eating, because he knew that if he ate them, that it meant a trip to the hospital.
Oh, Jesus.
And the first one was these fermented, some kind of poultry intestines that he could tell just didn't look fresh. So, you know, you got to hand it to Andrew Zimmerman.
Well, I'm surprised the man's still alive. You have to watch him eat the things that you watch him eat.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy.
Debbie's a big fan of his show because he's from Minnesota.
Well, you know, I gave up the Food Channel a long time ago because I felt like it unjustly, romanticized what being a chef was. So I kind of stopped watching it.
Well, that may be true.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not really as romantic as you might think it would be.
No.
Especially when the humidity is like, 80% and it's 100 degrees out.
Well, when they do these reality shows on Food Network, when do these people stop to talk? They only get like, we'll say 20 minutes to cook some kind of protein or appetizer. And meanwhile, they're interviewing, they spend at least 10 minutes with these interviews talking about this, talking about that, and talking about the person they're going up against. Do they do that after the show? I mean, and then they talk, and then they just fill
Frankie,
it in.
You know how they do it. Do you remember when we did the cheesesteak throw?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like they came in, they did a segment, and they made us say everything 4 and 5 times.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, okay, well, I can't stand still long enough to say something 4 or 5 times, and then
right,
and then the wind. Remember the wind?
Oh yeah, the wind blowing over. Well, talking about that, here's something. Philadelphia. Now, Albert Hall and myself, along with everybody else that participated in this, and that's including our wives and all the volunteers, we have the record for the longest cheesesteak. We built a cheesesteak in U of A Mall, 500 feet long, right? and it aired on the Food Network. But when we were measuring it, because it was so dark, students ate 74 feet of it. So now it's 426 feet. I got my math right. But it's 426 feet. We do own the record. But Philadelphia is having the first ever Cheesesteak Festival, October 24th, Lincoln Financial Field. That's where the Eagles play. And they are going to, they're promising to bring the record back from Tucson to Philadelphia. And Steve Steaks is going to build a 500-foot cheesesteak. But, well, originally it said 500-foot cheesesteak. Now they're not giving a length. They're just saying they're going to build the world's largest cheesesteak, which has to be over 426 feet because that's the record we own.
Are we going to see a Tebow at the end of it?
You might. I want to go to it. And me and a bride are talking about going to it. But then there's a big thing going down there, homecoming. They're telling us 1 minute left.
Okay, well, I've got this one last little thing that I want to talk about, and it's the headline is Alaska fish processors chase the Japanese market for an unusual product. And fishing boats are pulling Pacific cod from the Bering Sea and the Gulf of Alaska according to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council's guidelines. Fishermen allowed to catch up to 325,000 tons of cod this year. I want you to guess which part of the cod is the new delicacy for the Japanese market.
I didn't know.
You know, a lot of the cod's going to become fish sticks and batter fried right. fillets and stuff like that. But what part of the cod?
The tail.
No. No.
Eyeball.
The new market is for cod semen.
Cod semen?
I swear. We're going to go to a break real quick. We'll be right back.
With that semen, we'll be back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Well, Dr. Barbecue's my pal, too.
I never met him.
I know him.
I never met him.
He's a really nice man.
Okay, let's get back to the semen.
Well, hang on. Let's not call it.
Okay. I got a couple of questions to ask.
Well, hang on. First of all, let's call it cod milt. Okay, because that's technically, you know, when you're out on the fishing boat with a bunch of guys, you don't want to talk like that.
Well, I don't talk
you,
about
you want to say semen. Cod milt.
Okay. I got a couple questions. So the it's the cod semen.
Yes.
So we're not talking about the cod chasing after semen. We're talking about S-E-A-M-E-N, I think it is.
Okay. Right? In Japan, okay, Frank.
Yeah.
No. No more, Frank. It's called shirako or white chicken. No, white children. Oh, my God. Ooh, I misread it. It's called white children or shirako. Okay, and people in the U.S. don't really know about this, but it's a delicacy in Japan.
But it's cod semen.
It's tempura fried, dipped in ponzu sauce, or served in a hot pot soup.
So you find the male cod with the semen in there, or you got to try to find the female cod. You just got getting the relationship with the male.
I just,
and she'll have the semen in her.
I just wanted, okay, Frank. I probably shouldn't have used this piece for the news. So, did you know donkey meat is delicious?
I bet it's a lot better taste than semen.
Let's go on to something else. Okay, let's talk about acacia for a minute.
Okay,
because it's important. Is it me or is it hot out? It's actually hot inside.
It's hot. You know, humidity.
Well, Acacia's hot right now. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. Yeah. You know, coming up on the 16th of September, we've got a Pacific Northwest dinner. I don't know if you have made a reservation for that yet.
No, but you know, my wife, if it's at Acacia, she wants to go, and I want to go.
This is a fantastic dinner. This is the third annual Pacific Northwest dinner where we take all the best of the Pacific Northwest, the wines, the food, the seafood, the vegetables, the just all kinds of good stuff from the Pacific Northwest, and we put together a prefix menu. A fabulous, fabulous event. You need to come and check it out, taste it. It's so fresh, so pure, so real. We've included it in our real food lineup.
Ooh. What kind of fish? Are you an example of what kind of fish you may have?
Well, what kind of fish would come from the Northwest?
Salmon?
Salmon.
Salmon.
There's an L in it, you know. Salmon.
How about crabs? The crab.
Crab. Right. We have crabs. Yes.
No codfish semen, though.
No. Stop it. We have halibut. That comes from the Pacific Northwest.
And I do know this. I do know whenever I come to your restaurant and I have the seafood, it tastes like the sea, like it's supposed to taste. It tastes like the sea. It reminds me of the sea. And that spells freshness. And that's what I get when I come to your restaurant, or me and Dad when we were in Maine, we were in Boston, was that taste of that.
Do you remember
fish.
In Philly?
Do I know. When you
do you remember in Philly when you were growing up and you walked down the street and it was Friday afternoon?
Yeah.
And you could smell which houses the Catholic people lived in.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were...
Well, we used to get...
They were frying the fish or doing stuff. And you know, it's not like that anymore because you can actually get fresh seafood. It seems like once seafood's frozen, it changes the molecular structure of it.
What's the date of that?
The 16th of September. You need to call Acacia, 232-0101 for reservations.
Is that on your website, too?
It is on the website, so you can get all that information. You can even make your... make your reservation online, and it's acaciatucson.com.
We used to eat butterfish and porgies because they weren't expensive. We were growing up, and I love the fish heads. You eat the fish heads, and one day my sister came back from the fishmonger, which was right down the street on 2nd and Porter Street, and they cut the heads off. So I had to go back to get the heads. Nothing. When I was growing up, I loved
nothing better
heads.
Than heads.
Fish head, and rice.
Yeah, is that a Filipino thing?
I don't know. I mean, I love the
or is that a South Philly thing?
It was probably a Filipino Catholic South Philly thing because you're right. The Italian Catholics back home, they eat the fish. I don't love eating the fish heads, but eat the fish.
What about fish head cheesesteaks?
Well, it's not a great combination.
Well, you know what? You could probably turn it into something really creative.
I have to think about that a little bit.
I wanted to ask you, we're talking about Acacia, but this is killing me. So, do you guys have a secret menu at Frankie's?
A secret menu?
Yeah, it's, you know, like stuff that's not on the menu that you can order.
Hey, you know something? Let's talk about that for a minute. Because I never knew that existed.
Well, it's because it's secret.
I know. But what's the story behind that? What is that?
It's people that maybe you did a... I'll use an example, okay? Maybe you go to Frankie's one time and you say, oh, man, they're running a meatball sub special. And I mean, I got to just tell you this, Frankie. And I know it's not you. It's probably Deb. The most incredible meatball sub I've ever had was at Frankie's. And it's like, every time I see you, I go, what's up with the meatball sub? Are you going to put it on the menu? And if you said, well, you know, maybe we'll have, you know, need to tell me, no, it's too hard.
It's difficult. I mean, it's
whatever. Okay, so in other words, Frankie's not going to do it because it's too hard. So you can get that meatball sub at Acacia certain days of the week. We'll talk about this later because it's on the secret menu.
So
basically, it's a couple of a handful of items that are reserved for, and it could be a special combination of things that you have, like, you know how, like, Burger King's doing where they'll, or no, Carl's Jr.'s doing where they'll stack it and stack it and stack it, and you'll put, like, a filet-o-fish with a hamburger, with french fries, with onion rings, with like a McFlurry, whatever. You know, so they make up this stuff, and then it's like that's supposed to be really good.
Well, we got to go to station break, but I want to come back to you again about the secret.
Okay, secret menu coming.
Secret menu.
It's a secret.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
I don't know much about sandwiches. That's kind of Frankie's deal. We were doing this secret menu thing, but I don't know if I should tell you.
Well,
it's a secret.
You want to hold that, and we have okay. We have Chef Paul.
Chef Paul Cummings from Skyline Country Club. Skyline Paul, Country are you there?
Everybody, how are you doing?
Hey, welcome. Welcome, Chef.
Welcome, welcome. And to all our listeners, this is Chef Paul Cummings, Executive Chef of Skyline Country Club. And though it's a private country club, one of the reasons why we want to have him on the air is because the food at that country club is so good. And we have listeners that are members of that country club that may not know about the menu. I know they have a new menu coming out. And there may be people out there who may want to become a social member there so that they could enjoy some of this food. So with that said, hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Lovely, lovely. So, Paul, let's talk about. I have your menu in front of me, right here.
Wait, I got some stuff for Paul.
Okay.
Can we do this before we do the menu thing?
Sure.
Because I got some burning, questions. I couldn't sleep last night. I knew Paul was going to be on that. Okay, Paul, what happens on Saturday afternoon at 1:30 when the monsoons hit the golf course? Do you get busy?
Yeah, we get busy. I mean, as soon as the rain starts, all the golfers head in and lunch service kicks off. I mean, we'll do an amazing 800 people in about probably half an hour.
Wow.
It gets crazy.
It does. You know, and that's why I'm not working at a country club right now.
It gets. I know from, because I play golf there, I know that all these people come in, and I come in, I grab the soup. They have fresh homemade soup every single day. And there, some places you'll get a bowl of soup, and it's a lot of broth and no ingredients.
Paul,
there's so much ingredient.
Paul, why do people say that? Why do they say, hey, we've got homemade soup? Truly. Paul, do you make it at home?
No, we don't make it at home and bring it in, but we do make it here at the restaurant every day, and it's always fresh. I mean, we use all the freshest ingredients here. Like Frankie was saying, it's loaded with meat. I mean, we don't skimp on our meat in the soup. It's an amazing hearty soup every day. Every Friday, we do clam chowder, and it's loaded full of clams.
It's like Frankie.
Oh, I love it.
It's like Frankie, right?
I have that in a martini.
It's like loaded.
It's unbelievable good. It's unbelievable good. So tell us a little. You have this patio dining there, which I think is absolutely beautiful, because you're sitting outside, you're sitting over Tucson. Aside from Acacia, them two places have the greatest scenic spots to see the sunsets, and you have an outside patio, and you can sit outside. Me and Deb's been out there sitting outside the patio, and you do what? You do a buffet out there.
Yep.
Could you tell us a little bit about that buffet you do? Because it's so wonderful. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, our alfresco dining, I mean, we're at the base of the foothills here, and we see the entire city. So the view is just amazing. I mean, you can see pretty much all the way down to Green Valley almost. And our buffet, we have our grills set up out on the patio. We're cooking right in front of all of our members. We do filet mignon, shrimp, bratwurst, hamburgers. We have an amazing certified Angus beef burger. It's just to die for. And then we also have our stove set up, and we do a pasta bar, which you can come and create your own pasta creation, whatever you feel like at the moment, fresh vegetables, shrimp, chicken, meatballs, and then choice of Alfredo or marinara, pesto, olive oil and garlic sauce. I mean, you name it, we've got it.
That sounds so good, Paul.
That is.
Now, you guys also do at night. Because you think, okay, well, you can't golf in the dark, so. But your members come in at night. You have a really nice fine dining restaurant, too, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And we just recently renovated it. It looks so fresh. I mean, and every Friday we have a happy hour as well. It's amazing. I mean, we have almost 150, 200 members come for happy hour on Friday. But, I mean, our menu is just amazing. You know, anywhere from our filet mignon, we have salmon, we have lamb chops, sea scallops, pork porterhouses. I mean, it's an amazing variety. Our menu changes every 3 months, so there's always something fresh. We have a fish special every week. You know, every Saturday as well, we have prime rib dinner. So there's always something great to eat.
You know, I've heard nothing but just really, really good comments about the food at the club. I wouldn't know. Frankie's never really invited me up to dine at the club or to partake in the golf. But I hear nothing but great stuff. And now, you know, you were your predecessor, Issa Musa, who is a very good friend of mine. He's been gone for a little bit now. But you've stepped into his shoes, and quite honestly, those are some really huge shoes to fill.
But yeah, Chef Musa was well-known around Tucson, and he's a legend. I mean, it's definitely some big shoes to fill. But I've worked with him for 5 or 6 years before I took over for him, and, you know, he taught me a lot, and I'm just grateful for that.
Well, Chef, I know Issa, and I know he'd be very, very proud of the job you're doing up there.
Oh, he does an amazing job.
So congratulations.
Yeah, he does an amazing job.
Thank you.
And never skip the beat. I mean, I can't tell any differences.
Do you golf too, Paul? Are you a golfer?
I play around a little bit, but not an avid golfer.
Yeah. But you don't have the time now.
Well, yeah.
Let me ask you a quick question, Chef. I noticed when I'm in there too that I see people in there eating. I don't know because they're not golfers, right?
Yeah.
And they're what? They are social members?
Yeah, social members.
And they could do what? They could just come in and just eat if they want? And...
Yep, they can come in and eat. Every once in a while we'll throw special parties. In the February we have a Western party to go with the rodeo. All of our holidays are always busy. I mean, Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July was amazing this year. Right. We had almost 500 people. We had fireworks right off of our balcony.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Do you do any donkey? You know, the donkey meat is delicious, Paul.
Well, donkey soup. Maybe he's just not thinking about doing donkey
soup. It doesn't have
to
be soup. It could be a donkey filet, a donkey casserole, a donkey sandwich, a donkey pizza. Donkey lasagna is one of my favorite ones. Paul, tell me, do you guys have anything special coming up that you wanted to talk about?
Starting on the 23rd Wednesday, we're going to start our Pizza and Wine Wednesdays. You can come in, bring the family or just yourself, and we're going to have 16-inch pizzas, breadsticks, wings. We have wine specials that night. Also, too, October 21st, we're going to roll out our new menu. It's going to have a lot of fresh fall flavors, a little more on the heartier side when the weather starts getting colder. So it's amazing.
Okay. Hey, one quick question here because the engineer is giving us 10 seconds. The website. So if anybody's interested in the country club, they could go to the website.
Yes, skylinecountryclub.com.
Skylinecountryclub.com. Well, Paul, thank you very, very much for your time. Albert and I really appreciate it.
I have one last thing.
Okay.
Paul, will you tell Lonnie that I love him?
I will.
Thanks, buddy.
All righty.
All right. Thanks, Frankie. Thanks, Albert.
Have a great day.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Chef. Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Where's Matt?
Oh, he's sucking ribs up in
sucking ribs
up in Reno.
Sucking ribs, eating donkey.
I'm sure he's drinking and bourbon and sucking ribs, man.
Sucking ribs and maybe having some little donkey.
Okay, so I called Matt at about 12 o'clock when I knew he would be in judging the ribs. I go, Matt, why don't you call in, buddy? Tell us what's going on up there.
Yeah.
But quite honestly, I think that he may have opted for Burning Man,
which
is a week of music, art, and debauchery.
Ooh. Okay,
so I don't know. I haven't heard from him.
So let me ask a couple of questions
because
our listeners may not know this. I guess now we were just talking about restaurants that have a secret menu,
right?
Menu that nobody knows about, right?
Right.
Only the patrons that patronize all the time, and they know about the secret menu because it doesn't show when you go in, right? There's no special board. It's just a secret menu. Is that something like...
Yeah, In-N-Out has
okay.
that.
Do they? Okay.
In-N-Out.
Is that something like they have the secret bar? They have these secret speakeasies that I read about?
Well,
like,
no.
Like,
well, that's kind of... The speakeasies are just secret. Once you get in, there's no secrets.
Then how do you know they have them? I mean, how do you know a place has that
well, you gotta
secret
be,
bar?
You guys have got Matt Russell. Oh, boy. It's him. Matt's on the line. All right, let's let her rip. Matt, how you doing,
Matt.
Buddy?
Well, you know, I'm excited about the future of the culinary arts in Southern Arizona. We've got cod semen, we've got donkey tacos, we've got fish heads. I mean, this is you guys are really up in your game here.
We don't have any FCC problems, do we?
Matt, I told you that you'd be proud of us.
Oh, man, if ever I'm away, you guys got to take over the microphone. Greetings from beautiful Sparks, Nevada, where the weather is just gorgeous. It's about 75 degrees. The sun is shining. The smoke is rising over the landscape of the 27th annual Nugget Rib Cook-Off. Albert, we miss you up here, buddy.
Oh,
500,000 people have come on with their game faces on, and the competition is tomorrow. I've been fasting since Tuesday. Time for a couple of bourbons before the competition
holy cow.
How many, let me ask you a question, how many, like, bites of ribs do you have to try tomorrow?
Okay, so there's 24 competitors in the competition. And then since it's not humanly possible to bring a responsible palate to try all 24 of them, they split the judging group into two groups. So each judging team has to try 12 of the entries. And I remember my first year, this is my fifth year as a judge, my first year, and you could always spot the rookie because they begin the tasting and they eat an entire rib. And then they go to number two and they eat an entire rib. So by the time they hit number seven or eight, they're already full. So you're allowed to just take one bite of the rib as you're tasting your way down the circuit. Now, if you in your mind, if there's a tie, if you think, well, number one and number seven were pretty darn close, you can always return and try them again. But suffice it to say, Frankie, when you're done with the judging, you know, you got to take a little bit of a break because at night there's a VIP event for the judges. And it's all-you-can-eat ribs, open bar, and Fog Hat, the band, is going to be playing tomorrow night. It's going to be killer.
Fog Hat.
Oh, man.
All
right.
Are
you going to take a slow ride?
Well, we don't want
to, baby.
Well, we don't want to give you all our time. Because there's a lot of things me and Albert's got to talk about.
I want to give Matt a tip. Okay, Matt? You may not know this, but, you know, on the plane back to Tucson, just ask the flight attendant for a lap belt extension.
that's what I need. That's why I only do this event once a year.
Not a lap dance. A lap belt.
Okay,
a lap
belt.
Yeah. Anyway, let me just, you know, you guys won't talk about yourselves. Let me just take 2 seconds to say how much that I love you both. I mean, Albert, I was at Acacia with my beautiful bride last week, and I had this amazing swordfish with this chipotle sweet potato mash, which was just life-changing. I think you and Brian are really two of my heroes. And then one of the things I learned recently when I was at Frankie's is, you know, when you get those hot and sweet peppers on a cheesesteak, and I like both, and I go South Philly style, so I like the broccoli rabe on top. But when you think about something like the hot and sweet peppers, I'm told that all of those peppers are made and prepared and seasoned and sautéed and cooked in-house, all from scratch, from the native pepper that they are actually chopping and seasoning and sautéing in-house. It is so easy. Well, you guys know to cut corners in this business and to go buy jars of peppers, but when someone like Frank Santos and his team have a commitment to quality where they begin the process with a native pepper for a cheesesteak, I say, God bless America.
Man, well, you know a lot about cheesesteaks, but let me tell you
much.
This. It's actually swordfish, Matt. There is a W in it.
Swordfish, like salmon. Yes, I do listen to the show, trust me.
I love you, Matt.
Okay,
all right,
Matt.
Guys, take good care.
Behave yourself.
I want to talk. I had to talk about some of the sponsors.
Brothers of the Broiler, the annual barbecue competition is on again in Sparks, Nevada. Alan Zeman, one of the veteran judges, says this is the rule. He says the ideal barbecued rib allows the meat to fall off the bone as you eat it, but not when you pick it up.
Okay.
Oh, Paul Harvey.
Okay.
And nobody doesn't love Paul Harvey.
The Paul Harvey.
And Alan Zeman.
Alan Zeman.
The godfather of Southwestern cuisine.
Yeah. So how about we spend like a couple minutes on some of his wonderful sponsors they have for the show.
Okay, but
besides yourself, of course.
No, before we do that, okay. Are you going to put the meatball sub on the menu at Frankie's?
I can't put it on the menu.
Whatever.
But
go ahead. Let's pay some bills, man.
Okay. So, and my wife loves Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil. She just loves it. And of course, they're at St. Philip's Plaza and they're Oro Valley. And one of the great things, because you can't do this at AJ's, you can't do this at any place. There, you could go in and taste the extra virgin olive oil. You could taste it. They give you these little cups. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable good.
Olive oil shooters at right. Alfonso's. Right. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
No, I'll bet you I have six different olive oils from Alfonso on my counter at home. And then probably another four or five of their vinegars.
Oh.
Phenomenal stuff.
Yeah. Drury Cigars. When I play golf, I go to Drury's.
Oh, smoking hot.
And he's there. He's there. It's a real mom-pop shop. He's there most of the time.
Oh, he's a sponsor. Yeah. Plus, yeah.
I'm
not going to talk about the bourbon then.
Okay. No.
Because nothing's better than bourbon and a cigar.
And, look, if you notice on radio, listeners, they have been inundated with DUI arrests, police department. They've been locking people left and right. And it's so bad right now. The newspapers just talked about they're going to have people going home with not leg irons, but leg tracers or whatever
all that ankle bracelets. Right. Yeah, I have one on right now.
Do yourself a favor, okay? Go to Entourage Transportation. You call them up, right? Let them do the worrying. Right, you get in the car, they drive you home.
Yeah, you drink, they won't argue with
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
They'll take you anywhere you want
to
go.
Right. And you don't have to worry about any leg irons unless you got some wild chicken. She ties you to a wall or something. But now here's one. Here's one we're going to spend a couple minutes on. So that's Entourage Transportation, everybody. Trust me. Go that route. Now look, Gourmet Air, Albert. I did some little research on Gourmet Air.
Fear of flying here.
Now, here's the deal with Gourmet Air. You fly in this jet. Then you have this beautiful gourmet dinner. Now, look, if you got some hot chick, right, that you can't get the first base on, you take her on that airplane, and you take her on to dinner, guarantee you she'll be on. You'll need a baseball bat to beat her off of you.
You said Gourmet Air.
Yeah, Gourmet
I thought you
air.
Said Gourmet Hair.
No, Gourmet.
And I'm thinking, wow.
Look, I'm telling you, if your wife's pissed off at you because you're out all night, take on Gourmet Air, man, you throw the Gourmet Air card.
Take it from Frankie. If she's pissed off, do this.
Do the Gourmet Air card. You throw the Gourmet Air card, you're back in the good graces. Guaranteed. You come in late at night because you've been hanging out with your buddy. She's ticked off. Throw out the Gourmet Air card. Right. If I had the money back when I was about 25 years old, I'd have been the Don Juan of South.
Well, you know what? You've got the money now, Frank. So you need to get on the. But you need to get the ticket.
This Gourmet Air would get you out of so much trouble, gentlemen. Use this. Throw that Gourmet Air card out every chance you get. Now, if you want her to say I do, throw out the Gourmet Air card, baby. Take her up on that plane, have a gourmet dinner, and you're in like Flint.
Yeah, she says no. You can always just push her out.
Right. If you like I said, right now you push her out the door. Or if you're married, and she's insured up. You know what I mean?
I guess.
I'm sorry.
Do you know Adam over at Tucson Foodie? He actually is Tucson Foodie.
Oh, he's a
and he's got the most amazing blog. He's just a good guy. He's a good guy. I love
reading his blog.
Yeah, I do too. And by the way, Adam, if you're listening, I just want to mention that Acacia has fresh cut fries, and yes, we cut them in house.
Yeah,
it's kind of a personal joke between Adam and I.
I saw that. Hey, Albert, let's do something real quick here, and send our condolences to the listeners. A really fine gentleman, all seriousness, fine gentleman, passed away last week, and he was the owner of the food truck, and
Twisted Tandoor,
and he was opening up a restaurant on the day he passed away. And what a fine gentleman. My wife and I, Deb, we had an opportunity to sit down and chat with him. And he was talking to us, and he didn't know us from Adam. And then after he got done talking, we told him we had Frankie's.
Now, I feel bad because I can't pronounce his name. I think it's Mucci. Is that correct?
Yeah, something. Yes, that's it.
Okay. And you will be missed. I had some great conversation with him back when we did the local event at Rito Downs.
Yes.
And man, they had a line coming out.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's when Deb and I met him.
But all the best to his family and
Vera Moore is, they're doing a tomorrow now. They're doing a Indian pizza tomorrow, and I think he's gotten together with Vera Moore before, but it's tomorrow, Vera Moore. Go on their website, or go to Tucson Foodie's website, and it's on there. And so they're doing a what would you call that?
Benefit.
I'm sorry, I was lost for words.
No, it's okay. Benefit. But well, it's Tucson's loss. That is
a big loss.
That's tough
for the food scene altogether, for his family. He was 52, and well, rest in peace and Godspeed to gourmet heaven.
Yeah, good. What else is going on, Frank? Oh, Russell Communications.
Oh yes, Russell Communications.
Like, Matt's not here to plug his own company,
right?
So we're gonna say here. Let me say some really nice things about Matt over at Russell Communications. We're here sweating. Here in Tucson, he's up in Sparks, Nevada, and who knows where. Probably getting ready to set that big man on fire or something. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's probably all messy, full of barbecue sauce. But you know what, Matt? We miss you, and you do some great stuff.
He does this show. He does the show for diners. He does it for restaurants. I mean, he plugs an awful lot of restaurants who are not sponsors of the show, but he talks food. He lives it. He lives it and talks it. And probably one of the best PR guys in the country.
Exactly.
Oh, I know that. Exactly. I mean, that's Washington.
I bet if he told you to put that meatball sub on the menu, you'd do it.
I would have to.
Well, because he's an aficionado.
Oh, yes.
And he can't get enough of the stupid peppers that you serve on your stuff. It's like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and the swordfish.
Oh yeah.
Okay, listen, we've got to do some business here. We've got a couple trivia questions.
You mean we're, this show's getting near its end?
No, I'm not. Okay, my trivia question has nothing to do with donkey meat.
Okay, we're semen.
Stop it, Frankie.
Well, no, we're talking about cod semen.
Okay, ask the question.
They're about cod semen.
Ask the question.
I want the FCC call up here.
Okay. Frankie, go for it. What is the trivia question?
Trivia question has to do with Labor Day. What is Labor Day? What does it signify? So let us know that. It's a fairly easy question.
You mean why was Labor Day? I mean, why do we have Labor Day?
Yeah, why do we have Labor Day?
I think I know this one. Am I eligible? Really?
Okay. Look.
Are we ready to go to a break? No, okay.
we got another
just
minute.
Just keep talking, okay?
By the way, don't forget trivia question, Labor Day, so you have time to look it up if you don't know. Hey, look, October 10th, that weekend, is Tucson Meet Yourself. Albert, you'll be there?
I will.
I'll be there.
I'm going to be Japanese this time.
My wife will be there. My beautiful wife.
I'm
going to
be Japanese this time.
You can Japanese?
Well, because of my Japanese roots.
Peking Albert.
No, my wife is Japanese, so I don't know why you got to say make fun of it and stuff.
Okay.
But anyway, we're doing all kinds of teriyaki stuff. I'm sure you're going to be doing that meatball sub. What else?
Oh, yeah. Well, my wife runs the whole show. She has cheesesteaks, I believe. She has roast pork. She has all the grills. I couldn't do it.
Hear that, Deb? You run the whole show.
She runs the whole show.
Good job, Deb.
And she's Scandinavian and German.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a... Listen, let's go to break. We'll come back. Think about the question. The question is...
Labor Day.
Gosh darn it, what is Labor Day about? And I'd like to give a shout-out real quick to all of the pregnant women out there. They're going to have to go through labor pretty soon. And we'll be right back.
So that's not the answer.
No.
It's for labor, women of labor.
Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Tool Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
All right, welcome back on The Menu Live. Listen.
Menu Live.
We've got some callers on the phone, Frankie.
We do.
Now, I need to preface our next segment by saying that you get extra points for creativity.
Okay.
Now, this is not, I mean, the question was actually kind of vague. What is Labor Day?
What is Labor Day?
Well, you know, if you ask the Octomom, she'll tell you it's something completely different.
Every 9 months.
But we are going to.
13 years. Or
whatever. And you know what? The guy that called up and said, did you ever see Gangs of New York? You know, it's like, that's not what it's about, okay?
The Octomom. She has how many Labor Days?
A lot. Right? Okay. And if this is one of the Dugars, you hang up on him.
Okay.
Bill, is that you? Wake up, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Yes.
Hello, Bill. So, what's Labor Day, Bill?
Wait a minute.
Okay,
hold on. Before you ask the question.
I think it must be to honor the working people of the country.
Okay, that's really nice, Bill, and it's really pretty vanilla of an answer. But I want to know, are you really Alan Kath?
Am I really what?
Alan Kath, the helicopter guy? Okay, never mind. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't hear you well.
It's okay because I'm...
we're pulling your chain, Bill. We're kidding.
And I'm mumbling a lot. Okay, go ahead. Let's get the answer, Bill.
So what's the answer?
Well, I think it's in honor of the working people of the country.
I think that's close enough for this one. He deserves a gift.
So what are we going to give him?
Well, let's give him a $20 gift card to Frankie's Cheesesteaks.
And do we have any free passes for Curbs Cabaret? No? Okay. Sorry, we don't have any of those, but boy, would that have been nice. Anyway, that was an excellent answer.
So we're going to give you a $20 gift card to Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks.
I want you to stay on the line. We're going to get your name and address, and we're going to mail you a lovely $20 gift card to Frankie's. And thank you. Happy Labor Day. And you know what?
Happy
thank
Labor Day.
You very much.
Thank you for working your whole life.
Yes.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you very, very much.
Okay, who do we have? We have
got
somebody
Dale.
Next?
Let's get Dale on the line.
Dale.
Hey, Dale.
Frankie, how are you doing?
All right, Dale.
Do you know Dale? Is this Dale from Dale's Pale Ale?
Dale's Pale Ale?
Is this Dale Earnhardt, number 88?
You can call me anything you want if I get a gift certificate from Frankie.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
What about
What's
Acacia?
The question? What's the answer to the question?
No. Wait. But, we're not ready for the answer.
Okay.
What about Acacia? Well, have you ever been to Acacia?
I have not.
Well, come on, Dale.
Well, now's your big chance.
Is this Alan Caff? Okay.
Well, I need to take Sue to Acacia then.
Okay. Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, you
do. Well, do you want to do the Acacia one next?
Well, yeah.
Remember, Dale, extra points for creativity.
Okay. Well, my viewpoint of Labor Day, it's the day that I reflect on all the taxes I've paid by working the job day in and day out.
Oh. There you go.
You know what? Gosh darn it, Dale. You're so deserving. You have just won a $50 gift card to Acacia Real Food and Cocktails.
Real Food and Cocktails.
Where we fly the red, white, and blue 24/7.
All right.
360 whatever 5 days a year. Thank you so much.
I'm speechless. I just don't know what to say. That is awesome, and I really appreciate it.
Dale, stay on the line. We're gonna get your name and address. Well, we know your name. We're going to get your address. We're going to mail you a gift card.
Okay.
Great. Thank you
You're
very
awesome.
Much.
Do we have any other callers? Why? What is wrong with you people? Everybody's out of town.
Well, not everybody knows the answer to the question.
Dale and, I'm sorry, Bill?
Bill.
Dale and Bill are the only two people in Tucson.
No.
This is why Matt asked us to host the show. He knew that there was only going to be two listeners.
No, there's more listeners than that.
What? Not five everybody. Or six?
No, there's a lot more than that.
Seven?
Not everybody calls in.
Why not? What's the number?
I'll give you a perfect example.
What's the number?
Okay.
Maybe they don't know the number.
No. I know. We never did give the number, did we?
You know what? That's pretty good. Two people calling in with no number. Hey.
Phone number.
How did they get a hold of us?
We never gave the phone number.
It's a blocked call, too. What are you going to do, Frankie? Are you going to give the phone number?
No, we already.
Do you have the phone number?
We already gave the answer. I mean, they already gave the answers.
We still have gift cards.
We have one more gift card.
We got to give it away.
Okay. No, we gave it away.
Give them the phone number. Come on.
Okay. If there's another list,
this is it. Is this it?
750.
Yeah, 750-7456. 750-7456.
750-7456.
Which really, if you listen to both of us at the same time, is 14-10-0, 14-8-10-12. Cut in half, which is 750-7456. Thanks, Frankie.
Matt's never going to have someone on the show again.
Well, you know, I tried that last time. Oh, great. Now the boards are lighting up. We might have to give away like a bunch of stuff. My wife hates it when I do this. So I start giving stuff away. Who do we have?
Who do we have?
Hello?
Hi.
State your name, please.
My name is Jessica.
Jessica. We got to go fast, Jessica. What's going on?
Just, you know, driving the car with Debbie.
With Debbie? I hope you're hands-free. Are you hands-free?
No, I'm the passenger, so I'm hands on the phone.
Well, until you can prove that, honey, we really can't take your call. I'm just kidding.
How do I prove
I'm just
oh
kidding.
My gosh.
No, tell me about Labor Day. Are you in labor right now?
I am in labor right now. We're on the way to the hospital, and what a coincidence! I can't wait to just tell my twins that they were born. I went into labor on Labor Day. Is that not the greatest thing you've ever heard?
You're having twins. Do you know if they're going to be boys or girls?
I'm hoping for identical, like Mary-Kate and Ashley, I want to come out.
Boys or girls?
Girls, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Oh, Olsen. This is awesome. Frankie and Albert. Listen, we got to get going. I want you to stay on the line, though.
Okay.
Because we got to get your address. And, you know, thank you for listening to us on Labor Day.
We have a $20 gift card for you.
Oh, wonderful.
Frankie Cheesesteak.
Frankie Sophomore Cheesesteak.
Oh, man.
And we really... And look, if you wait, you get $10. You give each child $10 gift card. You split
it up. Frankie.
Oh, how great would that be?
We love you, Tucson.
Love you, too. Thank you very, very much for calling. And the engineer will get your name, your address, and we'll send the gift card to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Salida Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.